but we were hoping that he would be the one to redeem Israel. What do you hope from God? What do you expect to do in your life? Keep our jobs secure, keep everyone healthy in our families, maybe support my efforts in the school to get the scholarship for the college. Well, we all have hopes and expectations from our God, because He is the God, He is the one who need, supposed, provide for our needs and take care of us. And these are all good hopes. Like what Jews hoped, they hoped for freedom, a king. It wasn't nothing bad when you are oppressed to hope for freedom and somebody who redeem your nation. But what happened if God doesn't fulfill my hopes? What if He will let me suffer and struggle as He did to His Son Jesus on the cross? The struggle is that the disciples' expectations didn't allow them to recognize God's plan, to recognize His vision, and to recognize His salvation, which He was doing among them. And they took all of it as a disaster. They are running to other village. Your hopes and my hopes are very important. Somebody got cold. It's the toy. Our hopes are important. But the risk is that Jesus may be doing something very amazing in our lives, like He did in Jewish life. But we won't see it because we will hope for something different. And we may find out in heaven how much Jesus was doing for us and how often we are mad on Him that He really didn't did His job. That He let me suffer, let my family suffer, He didn't do many other things. We may be very surprised, because what we hoped from Him may be something different what He offers, which from His point of view is what we really, really need. I was thinking for the whole week about my hopes from God. And first I thought that, well, I don't have any hopes. I am satisfied. I am happy where I am. I can go whenever He wants me to go. If He wants me to suffer, it's okay. If He wants me, and I am okay. But then I keep praying about that and ask God to help me to see more. Help me to see the truth. And I saw what were my hopes in the past. Like from my childhood, I was expecting from Him and hope that He will save me from suffering, from the old pain and being in the hospitals, and He didn't do it. I broke a few times bones, had a few surgeries, and it was painful. I am not good with suffering, with the physical suffering. And so often I was mad on God that, why do you let me suffer so much? Why you cannot save me from that? You are the God. And it took me a long time to understand that the suffering has value itself. That through those difficult, painful events, He brought something good to my life. It wasn't wasted. It wasn't only disaster and plain suffering. He made it something better out of it. The second biggest hope I had was that He would save me from the car accidents and I would be driving. And it was in Poland many years ago when I was in the seminary there, that once I was driving to see my priest friend with another seminarian, and we were praying rosary, asking for a safe trip. And after 20 minutes, I hit somebody and I thought, the car, It wasn't my car. And I was so mad, like, God, we are praying rosary. Shouldn't you keep us safe? And then have to pay for the car, and I didn't tell my parents what we happened, because, oh, it would be too bad. And I paid for the car a few years ago, and I was mad on God. Why didn't he save me from that? It took me again a long time to see that maybe God saved me from something more dangerous on the way later. Or maybe he wanted to teach me something very important. How to be more careful, how to respect my life more. And I'm still learning this lesson. So he crushed my hopes in a very drastic way. And I don't hope anymore for that. It's like, if God let me be secure in my driving, it's okay. If no, I know he has planned for that, and he is the God. But I see how those hopes which I had, they really didn't let me to see his action in my life. They were disturbing his works in my life. So what about your hopes? It may take some time to really find what is hidden deep inside, that I don't really talk about that to God. But I hope for those things. But remember that his ways aren't our ways. So I pray for you, brothers and sisters, that God may give us courage to see our false hopes, those hopes which protect us from really enjoying his friendship and his presence, and that he may give us courage to give him those hopes and let him show us what are the real hopes which we should have, which was in the first reading, hope for eternal life. This is what we all need. Our goal, fulfillment of our journey, hope for eternal life. This is what he already offers to us. Everything else really doesn't matter if we stay close with him.